ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa salifi birrik bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi.
The excerpt under discussion, dear listeners, was this part. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi. My Allah, my master and my lord. Aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik. Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik. After your cognition my heart has embraced. Wa lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik. And the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned. وَاعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِ مِنْ حُبِّكِ. After the love of you to which my mind has clung. وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اعْتِرَافِي وَدُعَائِي خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَّتِكِ. After the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble, before your lordship. About this part, we have sufficiently discussed the concept of tawheed, the concept of believing in oneness, and the concept of monotheism, after also the concept of cognition and how important it is in the acceptance of our prayers, one aspect of which is the fact of softening of the heart and how the heart should turn toward Allah during supplication. One last point to be discussed is about this part. لَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكِ. After the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned. This remembrance is a really important and somehow a key word in our traditions. Among the formulas of remembrance of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for example, while he was in prostration, was, he says, my lowly face has prostrated before your mighty face, my perishing face has prostrated before your eternal and everlasting face. My needy face has prostrated before your self-sufficient face. My face, hearing, sight, flesh, blood, skin, bones, and what the earth has borne of me, have all prostrated before Allah, the Lord of the world. This is the kind of remembrance Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching us. We'll be back to discuss this important concept after a short break.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, And my conscience has acknowledged your love. And despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
One of the important things that a true supplicant must consider is the continuity in praying. I mean, this praying, this remembrance must continue even in adversity and ease. Continuation in invoking Allah during adversity and ease, and the precedence of supplication and ease over supplication during hardships, is a matter that has been emphasized a lot in the Islamic sources. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in this regard is narrated to have said, "Make yourself known to Allah during ease, and He will know you in adversity." The reason why I'm trying to mention some of the traditions about remembrance of Allah is that Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, "Lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik." The remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned, and this constantly is an absolute term, which means in every situation, I did not forget about you. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever takes precedence in invoking Allah, he will be answered when a calamity befalls him. And it will be said, this is a voice known to us. He will not be obscured from the skies. But he who takes no precedence in supplicating will not be answered during affliction. The angels shall say, we do not recognize this voice." And this is a very astonishing concept. You have to make yourself, you have to make your voice known before the Almighty Allah. What Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to teach us, "Lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik." My tongue has constantly mentioned you. I did not forget about the remembrance. My tongue was always busy with the remembrance of you. How could it be that you start tormenting such a person? This cannot happen. The commander of the believers is trying to make us understand, if you want your Lord to be far away from tormenting you, you have to first start with tawheed, ba'da tawheedik, and then your heart, wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik, and then it comes to your tongue, lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik, etc. And this remembrance must happen in all situations and circumstances. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Supplication during ease extracts the needs during adversity." And he is also narrated to have said, "Whoever likes to be answered during adversity should increase supplicating during ease." There are some other points regarding this remembrance of the Almighty Allah, or dhikr of the Lord, that will be discussed, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through